Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new recording for the Wavy Lines Podcast, your favorite podcast, number one podcast in Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to do a special dedication. We're going to dedicate this one to Kobe, Mr. Bean Bryant. We got the shoes there, and his daughter Gianna, and the seven other people that died on that tragic helicopter crash a few days ago. They're still getting ready. I think they got it planned already as far as his... This is a dedication or whatever we're going to do at the Staples Center a couple days from now. But we're going to dedicate this to him. And rest in peace. Hit us up on Twitter at LinesWavy, L-I-N-E-S-W-A-V-Y. We on Anchor. We're on Spotify. Wherever you get your favorite podcast at, make sure we number one. Hit us up on YouTube. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We're looking for the subscription.
Right.
Check us out. On Facebook, you might see us post on Facebook. We everywhere. Gmail, everything at Lines Wavy. Everything at Wavy Lines. Twitter is at Lines Wavy. L-I-N-E-S-W-A-V-Y. The cool way. All right, you got Big Sam here. Some of the shit I say you gonna like, some much you're not, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. Got Batman here.
One time for being and everybody who done lost somebody this year. Man, we thinking about you, for sure.
Your team is here.
I just call it how I see it, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Kobe.
Your friend here?
Run Bell, man. Rest in peace, Kobe, dog.
Yeah. We got the 2-6 man behind the camera. We got Man, the team behind the camera filming us. All right, all right. Everybody been giving their top five rappers. I'm going to give my top five today. But I'm going to take it a little further. I'm going to have my favorite lyricist in my top five. And I got the music to go with it. So y'all can hear what I'm talking about and why I love it so much. My first one here I got for you is something that I heard when I left Jacksonville and went to college up in Statesboro, Georgia. I first heard this guy, and it was raw. It was something new I hadn't heard before, and I fell in love with it. It's still one of my favorite songs to this day. Here we got Player Fly with a song called Crowning Me. One of the first songs I heard. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you and let y'all hear how raw it was. And how much it meant to me, you know, being away from home, man. You just hear that rawness made in the basement, blood, sweat, and tears, you know. And that's what it is right here. So I'm going to play a little snippet of it. And these guys might not know nothing about it, but this is what I call lyrics. Raw. Real raw. This number five right here for me, Player Fly. I know y'all boys might not know nothing about it. This something, like I said, I found from, he from Memphis. Something I found underground. He was with 3-6 Mafia for a while. Of course, they beefing, and it broke away. So I'm going to go in and talk to y'all boys and see what y'all boys.
Me. What's your top five?
I'm giving you number five right here. This Player Fly.
Player Fly.
My lyrics. My top five.
You know what I'm talking about? Out of all the lyrics.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Yes.
One time for
Memphis.
Okay, well, go ahead on. You know what I'm saying? That's how you feel about him.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Yeah, we'll go to that next
one. Yeah, but I really don't. That's the only one. I don't have nothing to say about that.
I don't
have nothing to say about that.
And I knew y'all wasn't
going to
know nothing about it, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's
a song. Yeah, but I don't even know nothing about it.
I heard
it.
Yeah, kind of me.
No, I'm just saying, still, dog. Yeah. It's really me. Y'all know that song. I don't even know that song.
He got like seven albums. He been it, but like I said, y'all boy wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, underground.
Right. Yeah, we're knocking your shit. I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah.
So, my next one is number four will be J. Cole for me.
I like J. Cole too. But I think that's, in my opinion, he a little, you got
song I'm
play. I like J. Cole, and yeah, I really do.
The song I'm going to play is one of my favorite songs off this, 2014 Four Wheel Drive.
That don't make it, that don't guarantee him in the top.
And it's
fine, though. It's longevity.
It's my top five. It's
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
You doing lyrics.
It's mine, lyric.
But I did greatest rappers of all lyrics. Time.
You know what I'm saying? This is my next song, San Tropez from J. Cole. Mm-hmm. the reason why I like them. Mm-hmm. I hear these songs.
What the first song?
The deepest song that I fell in love with. All right,
go ahead.
Lyrics.
I definitely got something to say about this girl.
So, I think this boy got everything. He embodies the flow. Producing, singing his own hook, rap his own hook, everything that you want in a rapper, he is it. So
that's a song right
there. That's my number four. That's one of my favorite songs from.
All right.
Now, I like the whole album, but my favorite song, once again, I want to hear Ball.
Okay, well check this out. On J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Once I go, I'm gonna go to my top five favorite rappers. He definitely in my favorite rappers. But the one thing I say, the first song that actually really brought him to my attention is the one he was talking about. That song right there really, I was like, damn, boy, this young dude really, he put the song together so sweet. It was one of the sweetest songs I felt like an artist really put together. You know what I'm saying? If you could go to it, if you could find that one. That was one of the songs that really caught my attention. That's what made me start paying attention to this young man. And like Fatboy said, to capitalize on that. The man, he do his own business. He do everything. He knows how to produce everything. I mean, one of the greatest rappers. I feel like he gonna put out about two or three more records. Then I feel like I could definitely put him in the top greatest of all time. Because I think he gonna get to that level. It's just soon and early right now.
No, he's not. Because the simple fact is that
he got it wrong.
I'm not saying J. Cole ain't wrong. Well, I'm telling you, dog. The rappers he got to beat out, he ain't gonna be able to beat them.
He coming.
He gonna beat Apollo.
No. I ain't say great all the time.
I got him at number four. I mean, when top you say five, up there, where?
I don't know where he gonna finish. It's still to be the top.
You gonna put him in the top five?
He number four for me.
Let's be honest. I mean,
he's saying lyrics. He's my top four lyric. I'm top five.
At this point, your ranking as far as rappers, I mean, whatever. I mean, but what I'm saying is that,
it's early.
J. Cole is like, I like him too. But I'm not gonna take these,
it gotta be rappers that no longer here no more? I mean,
it don't have to be that, bro. It's just something about.
All my rappers was here besides Biggie and Pop.
Bro, right now, they live in the age of streaming. Where you can stream their shit. When you start talking about the greatest rappers all the time, you talking about Pop, who went platinum several times without streaming, selling actual CDs that you had to go out there and you had to buy. I cannot. You would have done better with putting Lil Wayne in that place.
Like you did.
Because Lil Wayne is more with the old and the new.
But I believe J. Cole gonna hit
him.
Check this out. People might think I'm crazy. I feel like he might end up being better than Wayne.
What's his name? I call that number four.
He might be. And I can't say that.
I don't know. We're talking about balls.
And that's why I can't argue with you on that. That's why I left it alone right there. But if I looked at body of work, I have Lil Wayne,
He's definitely a climbing artist. He making his way up there in the charts as far as what I like to hear. You know what I'm saying? I understand why you could put him at four in your list.
I don't know why he makes. It's a lot of things I don't understand.
But for me,
I think this list, I really don't understand, but I understand.
Well, I'm talking about
what makes it for me.
This is your list, but I don't understand your list right now.
What makes it for me is how you made him, how you came into the culture. You know what I'm saying? How you stepped into the rap game. Like, how you came in and you just changed the whole style. You got people's ways of thinking changing, the ways they rap changing. J. Cole, he definitely got some diverse shit. He's cold world.
Bro.
I gotta see him a couple of more times, but he definitely got some songs that nobody else thought of.
ATM.
That's what I wanted to go to. He got some songs that's how you distinguish. That's why I understand. That's how you distinguish a rapper. When you making songs that ain't up on the norm, that everybody, like when you hear Future and not. the Future definitely an innovator, but you start hearing rap sound. It's five or six rappers, but it ain't too many people that can take it to where J. Cole can take it.
I don't see Future as being an innovator. I see Future using something that had already been done.
By who?
Rich on the Quan. He sounded like
Rich
on the
Quan. Other stuff that Future just...
But so Rich on the Quan ain't really... If you notice, how many CDs he had? About one or two?
Nah, he got about three or four.
Three or four, but... you know what I'm saying? I'm part of the love with Rich on the Quan, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
He fell off, though. But...
That boy went to bed. He went to fucking
bed. I don't want to put Future in a good artist. I'm just saying I'm not going to put Future in this conversation.
Oh, yeah, I ain't saying he'll talk.
No, I wouldn't mention him.
My top five lyricists of all time. Mine. Top number three. Big. Nigga know about this song here. Wildin' on you, just be. Silent on you. Big. What's beef?
Yeah, number three for you.
What beef
number three?
Not even
number one.
Number three.
I'm
not here, epitomize the storytelling. Let you know about the street. Let you know about the street. Let you know about hustling. Let you know and be able to put it in the story. Whatever he rapped about, he was able to put it in the story. A lot of rappers can't do that. What's beef? This is why I start fucking with Big. Okay. So now, what y'all boy think about Big at number three?
Let me say this about Big. I think what Big did was he was a good lyricist. Let's just put that out there. Cause I think I said in the last podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long that beat between him and Pop would have lasted. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that, because Big was such a lyricist, mm-hmm. that I didn't know whether Pop, from a lyrical perspective, could keep going at him.
Going at him with shots, yeah.
You were going at him with shots, because I knew Big, from a lyrical perspective, mm-hmm. could probably win it from a lyrical.
I doubt that. Now you're talking about writing stuff down. See,
now you fucking battle rap.
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Beef.
That's not necessarily true. Both of y'all wrong. Hey, at the end of the day, I feel like Biggie was actually a battle rapper, a freestyler, more rapper,
type of rapper.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all must don't know that they rapped
on the street.
That's where he started rapping at, on the street. But when you talk about putting it on pen and paper, ain't nobody messing with nobody. That's why Biggie would never be able to talk.
But you got to understand.
He would never be able to battle with him.
You got to understand.
Not when you talking about in the studio. Now if you talking about face to face. Now you talking about face,
bro.
Listen, y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
In the studio, Biggie would not be able to mess with him, bro. I'm telling you.
This way, me and Fat Man going to agree with.
He got lyrics, but he only
Big can break that shit down.
But my thing is, he was only able to touch on certain situations.
Well, part one that is when Big can go, like, say you fighting somebody, bro, and you can tell him, like, man, you know what I'm saying? You can break it down to how you hit him. How you broke his spleen, how you ripped his heart out, how you let the blood ooze on the floor, that bitch went down the drain. That's what Big would have got him. Now, Pop talking about how he just straight murdered a nigga, you know,
Pop gonna talk about whatever.
Pop ain't gonna break it down to the fullest like Big.
Well,
Pop gonna just murder you.
He
ain't gonna just go.
But he ain't went to that.
Let me bring my number two.
Before we do that, and I want to be perfectly clear, I'm a Pop supporter. I love Pop. I think he's the best rapper ever. But I got to be honest, and I think we all got to be honest. If you listen to Pop and you listen to Biggie, the reason why I say I don't know whether that beef need to go any further.
But what y'all was gonna do? Make Pop? Y'all gonna make Biggie go and do it? I'm just saying, he had opportunity, plenty of opportunity. Hold on, I don't want to hear that. Because he had, okay, that's what I'm saying. What you going to make him do it? What you going to
no,
put?
Well,
you going to put a pussy into his head and make him do it? He didn't want to do it. He didn't want it.
What I'm saying is that. It's my favorite song. You want to see a big little dad put this off on me? Y'all see me hit my little 1-2. Pop did it all. I got to fuck with him. This is one of my favorite songs, even the video, because he had everybody in the video.
Right.
Stretch, motherfucker, everybody I could think of was in that video. Yeah. For the whole, I love this shit.
Right.
This is one of my fucking favorite songs. This is the reason why I started fucking with Pop. This song right here.
Right. Can I say something?
I get it, and
I love that song too. But what? Yeah. It leads into what I'm trying to say.
I get around with one of my first ones that really caught my attention.
The way the music industry at the time was trending, if Biggie, listen, the way Bad Boy.
I guess that's why Biggie had to have Mace rights on this other shit. Because he can only touch on certain topics.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Yeah. You can't do this, bro. Because you, not like I said, now they standing, bro. It's evident they had a video together, bro. Now when they rapping side by side, knowing about battling each other, Biggie did get the best of Pac. Because he gonna get the best on at that type of rapping, because that's what he was.
Yeah,
when you talking about writing that shit down, Pac could take his time and write and battle with the best on, bro. When you talking about writing
that,
it down,
that.
But that's what we talking
like
about.
Say,
when you talking about battling
each other,
they can
battle each other. They can battle each other because, like I say, Pac gonna just destroy you. Big gonna tell you how he really destroyed.
He gonna tell the whole story.
That's what I was trying to say.
But like I say, at the end of the day, what y'all were gonna do? Put a pistol to a big head and make him do it?
He didn't want to do it.
He had several opportunities to do it, but he didn't do it.
But I think Pac was doing this shit for a whole nother reason.
And
the streets took it too far. Pac was doing this shit for a whole nother reason.
Right. It just made him happy.
Listen. I know.
Because he knows he's going to murder him. He's going to murder him.
I don't know. I just think it was a respect.
It was a respect thing.
Oh, he teach you how to
But that's why he said that's why he took this nigga beat. He said because he wasn't rocking it right. You know what I'm saying? Pa already knew he knew how to rock the beat. He knew how to kill it. The same beat.
Big, that hit him up beat.
That was big as shit.
But a lot of people, bro, if you make a song and then I come jump on the song, I should do better than you did on it because now I know how you came. I know you deliver your pitch. Now I'm going to come murder that shit.
Murder.
I ain't no MC.
But
anybody should be able to do that.
A lot of people that try to do that, they can't do it.
They ain't real MC.
Not fucking with Biggie. Because a lot of them can't get on Biggie shit and murder it. The Biggie ripped that shit from the jump.
But you talking about
ain't too many people can do that, though. But that's what I'm trying to tell you.
He's supposed to be able to do that. That shit.
But you because he the best. When you the best, you're supposed to be able to do it.
But he's supposed to be able to do it.
When you the best, number one.
If Ben wants to jump on the pop, then he's supposed to be able to murder him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that say about them two. No, they styles are totally different.
My number one rapper.
Styles are totally different.
My number one rapper.
You talking about a one style.
You know him. I know him. All y'all boys know him. But I'm going to let it run. This is a song right here that got me with the first song.
Just like y'all talking about another nigga beat, made his own brother, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, the same thing with Pop. Preston and Beyonce on that bitch, and it still wasn't better than Pop. It was decent though.
Number five player, Fly. Number four, J. Cole. I'm not, I'm back, y'all. Y'all not doing number five. Number one, Jay-Z. What y'all feel about Jay-Z? Let me hear what y'all say about Jay-Z.
Man, I got a lot.
Y'all stuck on this pop shit. Y'all come talking about Jigga. What my boy Jigga's doing?
Let me hear you say, this is when I say, listen, Pac and Big died young. But see, this is when I say,
on,
when you start talking lyrics and lyrically,
yeah.
Does that make you the better rapper? No.
No.
Not necessarily because you lyrically
right.
better.
Right.
Jay-Z is lyrically better than a lot of people. That don't make him the best rapper. Because he can take words and twist them and sew it this way and do it like Biggie would have did.
Well, that's what Pop was deep.
But
Pop was so
heart will hit you direct.
He reached the street.
And he will reach you.
But Jay-Z, now, they're two different people. Man, T was not talking about that.
Yeah. There is nothing about Jay-Z, to be honest with you, that I feel like he said something to me that I feel like that empowers me to empower my son.
Oh, well, he ain't that type of rapper.
No, he's not. Looking for. Yeah. Well, I'm saying no. So therefore, to me, he can't be my number one. My number one is something that can tell me something. When we was listening to Pop, we was young, dog.
Yeah.
He was saying stuff to us. He was saying stuff to us.
But I'm saying nobody ain't gonna never be on that level.
Nobody. Are you understanding? He was saying deep.
Yeah, he was
deep. You just gotta say he was the deepest rapper.
His mama was a Black Panther.
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? He said stuff to us that we remember, and we it guided us a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Jay-Z is not saying nothing that guide me, because a lot of stuff that Jay-Z is saying, I already know.
Yeah.
So. But from a lyrical standpoint, you're talking about a rap.
I'm talking about a lyric.
I'm talking Jay-Z and Biggie. From a lyrical standpoint, they with them words and that wordplay, they are dangerous.
Yeah.
But from a inhale,
deep from the heart, you feel it.
You can.
You feel it from his delivery.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Whatever you put on the paper.
Well, okay.
Ain't nobody even know that low.
My point is, you know what I'm saying? They said all this and all that. Pop is still the only one that have a little. He the only one that have poured. He a poor, and actually he has classes. He had college courses. You know what I'm saying? He the only one gonna be able to do that. He the only one that did it all. I like Jay-Z. I give Jay-Z props. I feel like Jay-Z the best hustler.
No, he have made the most money. I feel he's the best hustler.
He's the most. Nah, he ain't made the most money.
No,
I'm talking about hustling all different ways.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I'm talking about all different ways. From the clothing line.
I'm telling you, the woman he picked, bro. He's so strategic, bro.
From everything he
did. I would not give Jay-Z
the credit.
Son, that masterpiece did it for him.
You got to hear that.
The number one hustler.
He's smooth. He can get with any race.
Go back, man. It's on your clothing shots.
Yeah, my clothing shots is, I feel your five. I'm ready to give mine. Because I feel mine is genuine. It's the best shit in line. And hey, Pop the deepest rapper, big lyrically, he nasty. Jay-Z nasty, J. Cole up and coming. The other dude, you know what I'm saying?
Player Flizzy,
you know what I'm saying? I heard a little something about him, but I ain't really mess with him too tough.
You know,
I want to hear my top five. Oh, it's coming. At a wavy lines near you. Stay tuned.
Wavy lines. I'm going to close mine out with, just saying that, a lot of people are talking about these other rappers, you know what I'm saying? But what you hear a lot of is these guys writing shit down. But let me be the first one to say that Jay-Z didn't write stuff down. He got that from Big, and he put Lil Wayne on it. That's why Lil Wayne your favorite, some of y'all favorite rappers right now. So respect Jigga for what he do. Number one rapper. This has been my top five lyricists of all time. Big Sam Hill. From the Wavy Lines podcast. I hope you like it. Hit us up on Twitter at Lines Wavy.
He didn't give Timus a chance to give his final thoughts on this. Since everybody did, let me get mine.
You didn't get yours first, and then I want some more. Come on.
I didn't get my, and I think it's a conspiracy behind the reason why I really can't talk about Jay-Z.
That's on the next podcast.
That's why you did what you did. And you tried to speed this.
That's my favorite route.
It's a conspiracy behind
it. We got the next podcast.
We're going to get into it. Can I say something? And I want to be, it's real and it's open. Please, bring the camera with me. I think that Jay-Z is a good rapper. I think that Jay-Z is a good hustler. But at the same time, you can't tell a story by Jay-Z without talking about Dame Dash and Biggs. Some people say, well, Jay-Z is the greatest hustler in the game. No, I say it's Master P. Master P built his stuff from dirt. He ain't have no help. He ain't have Biggs. He ain't have a nigga like Dame Dash. Master P did it from the dirt. That sports agency stuff, Master P did it years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff we talking about that now these people are doing now, Master P had already done it.
accomplished it.
Who made the most money?
But the bottom line, but you can say about who made it. It's about an innovator. It's about a guy who set a blueprint. Like Jay-Z got an album called The Blueprint. Well, Jay-Z's blueprint is Master P.
Right.
And from us from the South, we ought to celebrate that. Oh, and start celebrating Jay-Z like Jay-Z is. And start celebrating Jay-Z like he's this. We have a rapper right here in the South. And all right, take Master P off the table. Talk about Jay Prince. There are those that was already doing what Jay-Z is now doing.
Jay Prince already been around, though.
So for us to say Jay-Z is the biggest hustler in the game, no, he made deals with
the right people.
That's what it's all about.
He made deals with. He made deals with certain folks. And he comfort. And he has comfort. Master P right now can walk out on the street and stand on the shit. Jay-Z can't right now.
What you mean?
Shit.
Why?
He's standing on the NFL.
Yeah. It's certain things, Jay. See, Master P can move a certain way, and Jay-Z can't.
That lets me know.
But that said weighs us to another topic. That's why I'm leaving it right there.
Y'all tune in for the next one, because this is going to be one.
Tune in. We're going to
do the Super Bowl halftime. This is going to be the Super Bowl halftime.
Y'all going to show you something.
Who was wrong? Who was right with Jay-Z and NFL on the halftime show? This has been a Wavy Line podcast. My top five rappers and lyricists of all time. Hit us up on Twitter at Lines Wavy. We on Spotify. We on Anchor. We on YouTube. Subscribe. Please subscribe. Let us know what you think.
Right.
Listen to us. Check us out. This has been your favorite podcast out of Jacksonville, Florida. The Wavy Lines podcast.
Duval.